Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is a fascinating woman, Dr. Vicki Todd. She's here to talk about her latest book, Unstuck, One Heroine's Journey of Art and the Courage to Live on Purpose. But she's not just an author. She's also a motivational speaker, a memoir artist, and a life coach. She teaches Honor Your Purpose art workshops. Now, the workshops are designed to help women identify and cultivate their true self and life purpose. And they use art journaling exercises and a vision canvas painting. Vicki's message is that using the gifts that you were given at birth to make the world brighter leads to a more joyful and fulfilling life. It sounds like she couldn't do any more, but she does. She's also been a featured blogger on Huffington Post, and she wrote a chapter in another book called 20 Beautiful Women, Volume 2, 20 more stories that will heal your soul, ignite your passion, and inspire your divine purpose. Wow, Vicki, I can't wait for us to start talking. You are so interesting. Welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, you know, when I started reading the information, your bio, I thought, I want people to really understand what all this woman has done, because you've just had an amazing life. And I'm curious about the book, and I know our listeners are too. What made you decide to write the book, Unstuck, One Heroine's Journey of Art and the Courage to Live on Purpose, now?
Wow. Well, I have gone through what I call two life flips. And so I've gone from non-working wife in Texas, not so great marriage, and had just lost a baby that I really wasn't meant to conceive. Had the opportunity to start teaching at Texas Tech University that led to getting my doctorate degree, getting a divorce, and moving to Connecticut to teach at Quinnipiac University. Was there for 12 years, tenured chair of my department, and started meditating in 2013 and realized that, oh, you should be doing art, which has always been my lifelong love. But, you know, I wasn't teaching art. I was teaching public relations. That should be the purpose of your life. And so I thought, how in the world is this going to work? And it just started eating away at me. And I thought, I've got to resign from my professor position and follow this purpose of art. And I resigned 2 years ago in spring of 2015. And now I'm in Washington State and working on my second book, where I've interviewed other artists. I'm doing a radio show called Unstuck Joy and teaching the workshops and things that you talked about. So I wanted for people to hopefully resonate with my story and say, oh, what are my gifts? What is my purpose in life? And how can I use those gifts to make my life more joyful? So that was my hope, is that people could resonate with the story.
I have to say, one of the things that I thought was, I have to use the word adorable, because this was such a cute story at the beginning of the book. You're six. Your mom enters you in Little Miss Happy Beauty Contest. And the judge looked at you and said, what do you want to be when you grow up? Tell me how that all happened and how that felt for you as a child of six.
Wow. I don't remember that memory myself, but I remember it through my mom's retelling of it. And, you know, when you're an adult and you're going through this journey of finding your purpose, because I was 47 when I started meditating, and, you know, this download came that, oh, you should be doing art as your purpose in life. And so for the listeners out there who think, I don't know what my purpose is, I totally get it, because I was searching. I thought, why am I here? And so now when I hear that story at the age of six, and that little version of me just very clearly saying, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm an artist.
Right.
He knew that.
So right.
That can help you find your purpose. Whatever really lit you up as a child that you loved to do and just made time fly, those are clues to what your life purpose is and what your gifts are. And it's just amazing when you can look back at those stories.
That's what I liked so much about that is that story at the very beginning of the book just flowed all the way through for me, because you really all of a sudden listened to what that little girl had to say, and you came around and you became the artist that you wanted to be. Now the book is not, you used the cover art. I told you I love the cover of the book. Is that a self-portrait of you?
It is. And so I had taken a black and white phone selfie. And I thought, okay, well, let's turn that into a painting. And it's like a 36 by 24 inch canvas, and so, you know, relatively big. And my favorite color is pink. You can tell in all of my in all of my portraits, I gravitate toward pinks and purples. And so I just thought the way that she's kind of looking over to the side and, you know, kind of looking hopeful, and there's some joy in her eyes and all these flowers coming down, I thought that's what she's looking forward to get unstuck, is this beautiful life that's blooming in front of her.
I just loved it. There was something that immediately when I saw it resonated with me. And you've got illustrative portraits all the way through the book, right?
Yes, and that's why I call it memoir portraits, because each one is like a visual diary. And so each one tells the story of where I was at that certain snapshot in time. And, you know, you may not be able to perceive the exact story when you look at the portraits, but that's why I put them in the book along with the story, is sometimes when people look at the portraits, they get their own meaning, you know, because you can tell when some of them are scared, you know, like Belly of the Whale or Drowning Violet that I have in the book, or when they're hopeful, like, you know, Black Sheep Evolution. And so that's my hope, is besides the words of the story, that people could look at the artwork as well. And hopefully it will resonate with them like the cover did with you and give them, you know, strength or hope or determination or, you know, joy.
It's art, and art always, always gets some kind of visceral or emotional response. I mean, it just does. You react. Even if it's in a negative way, you always react to art.
Right.
I'm curious about the workshops that you do. Tell me a little bit about the Honor Your Purpose workshops.
Well, that one has kind of morphed since I'm into the selfie thing now, because selfies are everywhere.
They are, you're right.
They are. And so I kind of tweaked it a little bit, and it's called Paint Your True Selfie Portrait.
Oh.
And so we still do the art journaling exercises, what I call art vision journaling. And we look at where that inner 8-year-old is. You know, what were the gifts that you were born with that really light you up? Then we would go and visit your future elder warrioress and maybe look at that as a spirit animal. And so ask her, you know, what do I need to do before my last day on earth, or else I might regret it? Because we're born with gifts, but we always evolve into these new skills along the way. And so there's always something that in the back of your mind you think, oh, I should do that. And sometimes we say, oh, no, that could never be. Why not? You know, who do you need to know? What do you need to learn to be able to do that? And then look at yourself today, and it's what I call your artist heroine, because I believe that we can all create our own reality. And I want to say that to live your purpose, you don't have to totally uproot your life twice like I've done. You can just weave your purpose into your life, maybe one Saturday a month. If you're really, you love to work with elderly people, you know, go volunteer at a nursing home once a month. So anything like that where you can use your artist heroine superpowers, which are those gifts that you have, how can you weave those into your life? And so you'll, after figuring all of that out, you'll take a camera selfie, morph it with some really cool photo apps that are out there today, and then paint a portrait of yourself, maybe blended with an abstract portrait, something that resembles to you, represents to you, your that true self, artist heroine emerging. So it's a really powerful piece that you create with your own hands. and no art experience necessary to do this.
Thank you for saying that, because I know there must be some of our listeners out there thinking, well, I don't have any talent. I can't paint. I can't draw. I'm one of them. But when I listen to you describing the workshop, it really sounds exciting. Do you do these only in Washington State, or do you do them outside in other areas of the country?
I love to travel, and so if there are people out there that would like to bring this to their community, please send me an email. On my website is Vicki World Art, V-I-C-K-I, worldart.com. I have a contact me link with my email address, and so please, you know, send me an email and we can work something out. And I do have a workshops link that describes the workshops more in depth, and you can see pictures of the paintings that I created with through that selfie process.
You know, it strikes me that if someone was putting together a conference for business or a women's conference or something like that, that this would be such a fabulous education session to include in any kind of conference setting. How long are the workshops usually?
Well, for those art workshops, that would need to, if we're doing it full out, it would really need a two-day presence.
Oh, wow.
You work on the art journaling, you know, because that takes time to kind of download messages, and that's why I call it art visioning, is I have a list of questions that you ask the universe. You know, how can I see this differently? What do I need to shed? What do I need to allow? And so there are things that you may download from, you know, meditation throughout the workshop that sometimes surprises you, which is really cool. And then learn, you know, the selfie with the photo apps and then create that on Canvas. And so if we do the whole thing, 2 days is good. But I do have art visioning workshops that I also describe on my art workshops page on the website, where I do in yoga studios or some art centers where we can't do full-out paint and canvas. And so we do more of like collaging, crayons, markers, you know, writing, things like that in an art journal. So, you know, if a conference couldn't do the full-out paint, we can also morph it to just do the art vision journaling.
Oh, that just sounds so cool. Now, you've got another cool thing that's happening. Your book is being featured at the Frankfurt Book Fair in Frankfurt, Germany in October. Tell me about that. I think you're going to get to go. Is that right?
Yes, I am going to go, and I'm so excited. This was such a funny thing because I got an email and a phone message from a representative of Litfire Publishing 2 or 3 months ago, and at first I just thought, oh, you know, that's spam. You know? And the guy was persistent, and so I thought, well, maybe I need to call him and see what he has to say. And Litfire Publishing was working with third-party book scouts who had found Unstuck on Amazon, and he invited me to display Unstuck at the Litfire booth during the Frankfurt Book Fair. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that I called you back. And so I am going to go and, you know, hang out at the booth. There's also a conference going on where you can talk to people in the book industry, and so I'm really excited for this opportunity.
Oh, I think it's fabulous. When I saw that, I thought, this is just wonderful. Everything is exploding for you right now, isn't it?
It really is, and thank you for saying that, because if you can just keep your eye on your dream. You know, it may not start to happen all at once because, you know, like I said, I resigned from my professor position in spring of 2015. And so I can't believe the past 2 years, how they have evolved. And really since this year, 2017 started, is when things really started popping up, you know, manifesting. And I thought, wow, the dream that I had when I wrote Unstuck, it's actually happening. And so, you know, it's happening in things that I had hoped would happen, and then opportunities like, you know, my radio show, Unstuck Joy, that I had never conceived that I would do. And so just follow your intuition, keep the belief, you know, that whole thing of your thoughts create reality, that is absolutely true, and I'm living it. And so keep that positive thought stream going.
Well, if our listeners are not excited and ready to find this book, I can't imagine that they must be by now. Let me sort of give the title and spell your name and everything so that they can find it. I always talk about going to Amazon, and that's the first place that I'll always check to make sure that the link works and that you're there and the book is there. And it is, because I've been there and looked at it and I read the excerpt. The name of the book is Unstuck, : One Heroine's Journey of Art and the Courage to Live on Purpose. Now, if you can't remember all of that, I think if you put Unstuck in that search feature that's up at the top there on Amazon, and then just put by Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, Todd, T-O-D-D, and click on it, I think it'll probably come right up and they'll get to see that wonderful cover art that's on the front. And then if they just click on it, there's a, in the upper left hand corner of the book, it says, look in here, and you just click on that and there's a wonderful excerpt. Where else could they find it? I know there are other places besides Amazon, Vicki.
Yes. And so it's available in soft cover and also an ebook. And so either one of those ways will work. It's also on barnesandnoble.com. The book is published by Balboa Press, and so you can go to balboapress.com. I also have a books link on my website, VickiWorldArt.com. And if you'd like a signed copy, I have a PayPal link that you can purchase the book through there. I'll get the message and send you a signed copy.
We need to talk about social media, and you're also doing a radio show that I want to let our listeners know a little more about. Tell me how the name of the radio show again and where they could find it.
Okay, it is called Unstuck Joy, The Art of Living on Purpose, and it's through TransformationTalkRadio.com. I have a radio link on my website, VickiWorldArt.com, that you can check out, you know, what the show is about. What makes Unstuck Joy different, even though it's radio, we're doing the show through Facebook Live events. And so those are converted into YouTube videos. And so each episode of Unstuck Joy, I have a YouTube video where you can watch live while we have a cool discussion about things to get you unstuck. And I also do a live art piece during the show, whether it's a little watercolor or an Art Vision Journal page. And so I have a link on my website under Art Vision Journaling where all the episodes of Unstuck Joy are. You can listen to the YouTube videos, and also I have instructions of how you can create your own Art Vision Journal page that I created on the show.
So if you can't go to one of your workshops, listening to the radio show and interacting with Facebook Live would be the thing to do to get a little bit of a flavor of what you're talking about.
Yes. And so go to the radio link on VickiWorldArt.com, and that will lead you to the Art Vision prompts and the YouTube videos and all of that. So the way that I look at the Art Vision Journal prompts, it's like one veil at a time. You know, they say that revealing your true self is like removing one veil at a time. And so I look at these Art Vision prompts as each one is one veil, and you get closer and closer to who your true self is.
I just think this is all so exciting. Now, we've mentioned the website several times. Let's give it one more time and tell me what all the listener would find when they go to the website.
Okay, so VickiWorldArt.com, V-I-C-K-I, WorldArt.com, and that houses everything. I have information about my art workshops. I have a books page. I have a radio link where you can find all the YouTube video episodes that I've done so far. That will lead you to some art visioning pages where you can find instructions to do your art vision journal pages. So there's a lot there. And a contact me link with my email.
Are you doing any of the other social media? Are you doing Twitter or Instagram or any of those?
Yes, I have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And they're all at Vicki World Art. And so that's a good way to find me as well.
Well, this has just been an absolute pleasure for me to talk to you today, Vicki. What would you like to leave our listeners with? What last thoughts would you like to say to them?
Yes. Believe in your dream. Keep it in your mind. And use your words, use your thoughts to say, I am blank. I am an artist. I am an excellent writer. You know, fill in the blank with whatever your dream is. And keep that in your heart. And look for those inspired actions, you know, through meditation, through yoga, walking in nature, however you connect to your higher self. Find the next right step through those inspired actions. And eventually, you will be there. And that will bring you joy.
You're an inspiring person, Vicki. Thank you so much for taking time out of an obviously busy schedule to talk with me today on Books on Air.
Oh, thank you. This is wonderful.
Samuel Johnson said, "A writer begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. Thanks so much for listening.